This is the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. And now here is your host, Drayton Hogarth.
Welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's, where we'll be each and every week on Sunday nights at 6 for the entire season. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Crystal Pools, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, I-95 Toyota, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Rocky Hidalgo.
Thank you.
Welcome, coach. Well, this past Friday night, Glenn Academy Red Terriers rolled over the Bradwell Institute Tigers by a score of 41-0 to finish off the regular season with an undefeated region record and earn their first win as region champions. The Terriers will play the Jonesboro Cardinals of Coach Tim Floyd in the opening round of the state playoffs. But first, let's talk about last week's game against Bradwell. You got to start with your defense. You pitched another shutout and really amped up the momentum in the second quarter with a scoop and score by Devin Roberson. And then Tate Griffin later recovered a fumble, which set up a great chance for more points. Talk about your defense from this game.
Well, you know, I think it's kind of more of the same, those kids. We've, you know, all year long, those guys have played great team defense. They play together, play incredibly hard. I think if you watch us defensively, our kids really, they almost play in a frenzy. They really strain over there. You know, I think you saw that again Friday night. A lot of guys running the ball. I think we started a little slow, and then we just kind of built some momentum and got excited. Defensive football is all about energy. We kind of built some energy. They got some electricity over there and started creating some plays.
All right. And your defense shut down yet another, you know, strong opposing running attack. Has that been your biggest asset this year of your defense?
Well, you know, I just think it's our ability to run to the ball and tackle. You don't see our kids miss a lot of tackles. I always know when our kids are really ready to play how we tackle early in the game. And there's sometimes we get in the flow of the game, but, you know, if we're really running downhill and tackling, putting people on the ground early, I know we're going to play really, really well.
And since this was your last regular season game, talk a little bit about your defensive coaching staff that has really helped, you know, turn this defense around since you got here in 3 years ago.
Well, you know, I think obviously our defense coordinator, Josh Veal, does a great job. And Josh was on staff when I took the job. We converted to from a 4-2-5 to a 3-4 defense. And he had never run a 3-4 before. And so the first year, I kind of held his hand a little bit. And it was on the job training. But he's really taken over. I don't really mess with him too much at all defensively. And he's a heck of a defensive football coach. He's spent a lot of time in the last 2 years on coaching development and his professional development. You see that on the field. I think you see that with the product on the field. He's very good communicator with our kids, does a great job getting our kids to play incredibly hard.
What's the biggest, you say, change from a 4-2-5 to a 3-4? What's kind of the biggest changes other than, obviously, your defensive line? You need deeper linebackers and things.
But. Well, you know, I think it's, you know, what I like about the 3-4 is a little more versatile. We can always kick down to a four-man front, but it's that you see so many spread teams, so many teams with all these funky formations. And what the 3-4 does, it's something that's very easy to adjust to. You know, Josh is one of those guys. He's done a great job with our secondary coaches, Darren Lanning and Taylor Sharp. Have done a really nice job, and Coach Floyd, our defensive line coach, who's been here for quite a while, but he does a great job with the guys up front, and overall, it's a really good staff. They do a great job of coaching fundamentals, and our kids play for them. That's the most important.
All right. How many came down with you from Walton? Was there much transition, or was it kind of? I remember you said we got in a little bit later, you know, when you took the job. So did that kind of slow things down as far as the transition from Walton to here and things?
Well, you know, I was hired, I think May 1st was my first day on the job, which is really late. Most high school coaches are hired sometime between probably January and mid-February. That's when most jobs, you have one round of openings that are hired in January, and those guys leave jobs, and you have another round. But by March 1st or so, most of the jobs are filled. So it was a late start. You know, from Walton, I brought in one coach, Jeff Imperial, who Coach Imperial coached the D-line and special teams for us. And he's no longer coaching with us now. He and his family are going on a mission trip to Germany. And, you know, that's taken a great part of his time. He actually comes out once or twice a week and helps us some. But, you know, it's unfortunate to lose him because he's a really good football coach. It was weird coaching a game without him. I coached, I think it was about 18 years with Coach Imperial was on the sideline with me. And not him have him on the sideline with me against that Macintosh scrimmage was kind of funny. But I brought in David Bailey. We hired David Bailey and then a couple of guys who's no longer with us. Coach Greg Roberts, who's the baseball coach, he's now a full-time baseball coach, who helped us out, was gracious enough to help us out my first year. So those are the only two leftovers from the staff that I brought in. But, you know, since I've come, we've hired, you know, Taylor Sharp's an addition over there. And then Brand Davies Mann was working with our defensive line, and he was promoted with his job. He was a community coach and had to relocate to Athens. We were really disappointed to lose him. He's great with the kids, a great young football coach. And so we're in the market to add another guy next year.
This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Networks. Well, the Red Terriers' offense continued showing its explosiveness that has been prevalent most of the season. Kendall Cross finished with 99 yards. Jeremiah Anderson had 64 yards on only three carries. Of course, DJ Dallas had a typical DJ Dallas type of game. You have to love the balance of your offense that your team is giving you right now, with so many people making plays and really keeping defenses on their heels, wondering who's going to get the ball next. That's obviously your game plan, but kind of talk about that advancement of your offense.
Well, you know, one of the misnomers that people believe about the spread offense is they call it the spread because of the formation. Really, the spread is designed because we're going to spread the touches around it. And whether you throw the ball and run the ball out of it, that's really kind of the idea behind the spread. We want to get as many people touches as we can. And obviously, with running so much option, you've got the dive, the quarterback, and the pitch phase. So that's a big part of what we do. And then we throw the ball out to guys like David Peacock and Quandre Mosley out there. But, you know, it's so very different from what a lot of people run. It's tough to prepare for in 3 days. And it's one of those things we have to show up on Friday night, see what the defense is going to give us, and just kind of keep working, you know, let the offense work out there. Hand it out and let DJ – I mean, a lot is put on DJ's shoulders, on the quarterback's shoulders, but he's been great with it. He's very unselfish with the ball. He's made good decisions with it, and it's worked out so far.
Yeah, and it shows the depth of your team right now because Brandon Jernigan sat out the game Friday, I believe, but yet – you know, you guys really didn't miss a beat. Who really stepped up in Randon's absence?
Well, you know, we used Devin Peacock out there, and because of what they were doing, the pitch phase didn't come into play quite as much. So really, we just got in there and handed the ball out, and we did which is why you saw Kendall and Jeremiah have big nights, and then the other one we're doing is zone option and belly option, which is DJ pretty much is getting the football, and nobody was taking DJ. And if you're not going to take DJ, that's gonna be a long night for somebody right there. So, you know, it is what it is. But we'll hopefully rein his hamstring. He's feeling better today, and it'll keep improving. Hopefully, you know, Friday night he feels ready to go.
All right. Andrew Delaney, DJ hit him on a long pass right before the half. Was that a case of Bradwell trying to stop the run and just hitting him over the top, or what happened on that play?
Well, you know, we ran four verticals and nobody covered him. DJ made a great decision, put it in there, and Andrew put a move on somebody down. Second move of the year.
Uh-oh.
He's going to be a disco dancer. He's out there disco dancing on the field. But, I mean, that was a big play. It was our coaches. We did a nice job. You know, I think we scored two touchdowns in about 2 minutes right there. You know, we used our timeouts. We got the football back. Stuck one in the end zone. And it's always good to kind of get those quick scores like that. We want to keep pressure on somebody at the end of a half like that. You know, I like doing it. We had our timeouts. We could force them to punt the ball and go in and make some plays.
More to come on the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
That laid-back island atmosphere and great pizza, what a combination. And you will find it at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. $5.99 lunch specials that include your drink. Enjoy the best patio on the island and beat the heat with the cool, damp breeze of the Patio Misters. Don't forget your furry friends. The patio is pet-friendly. MellowMushroom.com, and like Mellow Mushroom on Facebook at St. Simon's Mellow.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location for Mellow Mushrooms on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by Mellow Mushroom, I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, we mentioned Andrew Delaney before. Seems like he's getting a little bit more involved in the passing game the last few games. Talk a little bit about his development on the season.
Andrew, he's such a big target. And when you talk about receivers, one of the things that people always talk about right now, the hot button topic, is catch radius. And he's got these big, long arms. And, you know, we give him a hard time. You know, I think I've called him, he looked like Frankenstein punting the ball one time and stuff like that. But Andrew's a pretty good athlete. He really is. He's about 6'6" and 240 pounds. He's a pretty athletic kid. He does a lot of different things for us at that sniffer position. Works on the backside across the run plays and kind of cleans up the backside for DJ on the option, on the load option and stuff. And so it's really hard the way we play that position for people to locate him in the passing game. That was one of those things where because of the formation, we were 2-by-1 and we had him opposite the twins. They just didn't pick him up. But it's something that, because of that position, he's always in the scene. Those safeties, everybody wants to drop those safeties down, put those safeties down, and get them to the pitch. Andrew gets a lot of opportunities up the seam to get past those safeties. So it's something we haven't had to do a whole bunch because we just run for so many yards. But it's something that we know in a game that's tight, when guys are getting their safeties down on the pitch, that we can work him and Randon up their chutes and hopefully get a big play right there.
Right. Similar to your speaking about your defensive coaching staff, talk to us a little bit about your offensive staff and how they've created such a dynamic offense this season.
They're a complete pain in the behind, my offensive staff, as all offensive staffs are. All defensive guys are always easy to deal with. They're usually angry people, and offensive staff, they're prima donnas. They're pains to deal with. Now Chase Harper, offensive coordinator, offensive line coach, is probably the best offensive line coach I've ever been around. And the biggest thing we've been able to do, I feel like, has made the difference is why we're really winning. We've been able to develop linemen. And, I have a history when I was at Walton High School. I worked with the offensive line there. We had some protocols that we used to develop offensive linemen, and I think it showed our improvement on our offensive line my first year here with Coach Chase Giddens. He and I did the offensive line together. And then last year, bringing in Coach James Perry. Coach Perry has got a background, played offensive line in high school and college. Has a background of coaching it. Has been a head coach in Missouri. And he and Chase have just done a great job there working with those guys, developing guys like Trayshawn Baker. Trayshawn's a kid that when I came here as a sophomore, that Trayshawn was not a very good player. Through Trayshawn's hard work, because he wanted to, he's turned himself into a really good high school football player. He works hard in the weight room. He does the things that he's coached to do. Michael Thomas is another kid. Michael's not, 6'6" and 270 pounds. But, man, Michael's just done a great job of doing the things he's coached. He's a very technical player. And then you got a guy like Zalante, who is 6'6", 270 pounds. He's just a tremendous athlete. And, those guys, Amari Cross and Bennett Delaney, they work every day. Every second of every day they're on that field. Coach Harp and Coach Perry's are drilling. It shows with their offensive line play is very good.
Right. You're listening to Rocky Hidalgo Coach's Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, how was your team's focus in the practice leading up to this Bravo game, given the region had already been wrapped up and everything? We didn't see any kind of variance in the players' focus or attitude?
Well, I think it was a little up and down. And I think if you look at Friday night's game, early in the game, I don't think we played with a whole lot of juice. And then, those things don't worry me too much. What we do is really important to our kids. Winning is important to them. And they kind of found their groove. It was coming off kind of a little bit of a layoff. We found our groove, and we really got after it. From my perspective, practice was a little – there were times practice was really good. There were times it wasn't bad, just not as good as we wanted to be. But I think our kids will be ready to practice on these playoff games. They know what's at stake. And I tell people this is, if they don't come to practice, we're going to go home. And you can't scream at them. You can't run them. You can't do those things. They're either going to want this and want to play 5 weeks and try to win a championship, or they're not. I think our kids are going to want to. I think they're going to show up. They're going to practice their tails off, and we're going to play well over the next 5 weeks.
And you've always said, throughout this season, you want to have your team playing its best football. As you're entering the playoffs, I certainly feel like you've accomplished that this season. Are you in agreement with that? Or you feel like you guys are hitting your stride right now?
I think our kids are playing really well. We've won the last two games. We're about 99-0. I think the last, including JV games, honestly, JV in ninth grade, the last, two varsity games and JV and two JV games and a ninth grade game, I think we're about 200-0 in the last. So, our kids are playing well. Our JV, in ninth grade had great nights. Our JV shut out Ware County the week before. I think you see kids developing and getting better every week. And I don't think we have a lot of kids that are looking forward to basketball season. I think our kids want to go play ball right now and want to see what we can do against the best in the state.
Actually, on that note of JV and ninth grade, who runs those programs for you?
Our JV head coach is Coach Curtis Cruz. David Bailey calls the offense. Coach Taylor Sharp runs the defense, and Coach Floyd helps with the JV defense. On the ninth grade, Coach Terrence Haywood is our ninth grade head coach. Coach Bob Black runs the defense. Coach Jason Bennett does the special teams and the offensive line.
All right. We'll be right back with the Glen Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Need an attorney who specializes in personal injury and criminal law? Alan David Tucker. He fights for the rights of the injured and accused, located next to the waterfront at 9 St. Andrews Court. Since 1982, Alan David Tucker has been practicing law in the Golden Isles and helped thousands of people just like you solve their legal problems. Give Alan David Tucker a call. Proud supporter of Glen Academy Athletics, 912-267-7123, and let's go Terriers.
Let's face it, life is busy. Now admit it, you need R&R. Now think of your pool. Does it remind you of being busy or the R&R you need? Well, if you answered busy, let me help you out a little, and I'll make it plain and simple. Have yourself added to Crystal Pool Service's weekly service route, and they will maintain your pool for you. And put it back into perspective. Get your pool back on the R&R side of thinking. Call Crystal Pool Service today, 262-9260. Crystal Pool Service, it's your pool, it's our business.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Oh, yeah. business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermark's Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermark's is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermark's, the mark of excellence.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Alan David Tucker, Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, and by Watermark's Printing. The coach up next on the schedule is the opening round of the GHSA State Playoffs, and the Jonesboro Cardinals will be making their way down to Glenn County Stadium this Friday at 7:30. Jonesboro earned their way in the playoffs after a rough start to the season by winning three of their final games in a strong region. So playing big teams won't overwhelm them heading into this game. What do the Cardinals and Coach Floyd bring to the field this Friday?
You know, they're very athletic. There's a lot of size, too. I mean, they have some big kids on the lines of scrimmage. Really talented on the defensive line. But, you know, obviously, just a lot of skill. Their quarterback reminds me of a kid like a DJ or Randon. He's a kid that can throw the ball, he runs around. They have to do a great job of hemming him in, containing him. Defensive, they run around really well on defense. I've been impressed with the defensive line play. They have good defensive linemen. Whoever coaches the defensive line does a nice job with it. They're a 4-3 team, they're a 2-by-2 or 3-by-1 or empty sets on offense. So I think you're going to see a lot of quarterback runs. And a lot of empty throws. I think they're going to come out, throw the ball, and empty, and let the quarterback run around and see what he can do.
Gotcha. Like you said, it looks like the Cardinal offense is led by quarterback Jeremy Allred, number 7, and running back Kendarius Hillman, number 21. Are they the main players that you've kind of seen so far on film?
Yeah, you know, I would say those are probably the two most dangerous guys. They've got a little length at wide receiver as well, but he doesn't have a guy that he targets more than anybody else. He'll kind of spread around a little bit.
When a team kind of closes a season, you know, on a hot streak, like better than they opened it, do you go back to watch the early film to see what you can see, you know, changes that were made, be it personnel or method of attack or just maturity through the season?
Not really. It's generally, if you get all those takes, there's not a whole lot of time because, you know, everything is constrained by time. And so you could spend all day Saturday watching 10 films and all day Sunday watching 10 films and breaking that down. But what you do is that really skews what you're looking at in your numbers and the data you try to get. So we try to look at the most relevant tapes, schools that may run similar type of offenses and defenses. If they have them, if they don't have those, you know, we just look at the most recent ones. We'll go back and look at any film that we have for any kind of trick plays, changes in special teams. If they had a kid that was injured and he's back with them, then we'll turn around and we'll go back and see what they did before, you know, he went out and we expect him back. So, you know, there's some times that we will go back and look at those things, but generally, you know, we don't go back and look at a bunch of that stuff early in the game unless somebody did just a great job defending them or offensively against them to see exactly what they did and then go back and see how they adjusted to it or if they did adjust, if somebody just seamed them up a little bit.
Right. You said they run a 4-3 base defense. Looks like they've got a strong defensive end to pay attention to, number 11, Makai Bruce. Does he and the Jonesboro defense compare favorably to anybody that you've seen so far this year?
You know, I think they look a lot like Brunswick's kids, to be honest with you. So they look very similar to Brunswick's kids. They're big, strong kids. They run around well on defense. And, I mean, they tackle well. So we're gonna have to go out there and get after them a little bit.
Right. This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I believe DJ Dallas had an official visit to Miami this past weekend, and many who follow recruiting hear about official visits and unofficial visits and things like that. Does the coaching staff help set any of that up, or how do chaperones go with the players from the school?
No, it doesn't work that way. So basically what it what we do is we put players in touch with coaches, essentially is what we do. So coaches will come by. So every week we send out contact lists for players with links for like their huddle film. Coaches get a lot of that stuff. And they're right now they're coaching football. Unless a guy like DJ the Georgias and Alabamas of the world, they have millions of dollars to spend on recruiting. So, you know, they have people sorting through video and evaluating kids, and they buy evaluations from professional services, guys who that's all they do, not like scouts or rivals, guys who specifically they put these newsletters together and they do professional evaluations. And these evaluations can be pretty expensive for these schools. So they purchase those things to kind of weed out who they should look at and who they shouldn't look at. For the big schools. The other schools, it's pretty much just, it's groundwork, man. They even got to come out. But those guys don't have these, the 1AAs, the UT Chattanoogas and Samfords and Wofford's. They don't have millions of dollars to spend on recruiting. So their recruiting season starts, like, for next year's seniors, really will start kind of right now. They'll go find those guys right now when they visit, and they'll set visits up for kids during spring football. And so our kids who are juniors right now, their real recruiting process will start now, unless they're a major college kid. And that's just the way it is. Only those schools have the resources to do this. And so the 1AAs they're kind of still calling 1AAs. They're waiting for who's going to trickle down from the major colleges. So the mid-majors are trying to see who's going to trickle down from the BCS schools. The 1AAs are trying to see who's going to trickle down for the mid-majors, the Division IIs. So it's just trickle down until you get to the Division IIIs. They're going to pick up who doesn't have scholarship offers, who they can package well.
Right.
So it's a process that everybody's waiting to see where everybody's going. And the bigger schools will offer kids early, but the 1AA schools don't offer a lot of kids early because they only have 63 scholarships. So they may only sign, 20 kids, and they may split 15 scholarships from their 20 kids. So they don't make a lot of offers. So they really have to do their homework. So recruiting is a tough business. But once we put the kid in touch with the player, the kid really communicates with the coach. He communicates, and the coaches will call me and say, "How's DJ doing?" and talk to him about this, and what is he thinking about us? And I speak to them, and sometimes they'll call me and say, "Hey, can you have Zalante call us on the phone? Call me from your phone to avoid a recruiting violation." So I facilitate that because I'm like the mafia in that respect. I work for the kids. I've had the NCAA call me on stuff. I go, "Man, I don't work for you. I don't work for that school. I work for the kids."
Right.
I don't care if he breaks the rules, so long as it doesn't affect my kids, and you don't need to know about it. So that's probably a bad attitude to say on the radio. But it is what it is. I'm here for the kids. Anything to help those kids get noticed, I'm all for. So that's once you kind of do that, the kids. So like official visits, the kids will come talk to me and say, "Hey, coach, I'm thinking about this." And I talk to them about where to go, good things, bad things. I spent a lot of time with DJ. Before he committed to Georgia, when he was thinking about leaving Georgia, when the staff changed with Miami, the same thing with Zalante. And sometimes they listen to me, and sometimes kids don't. But they have to make that decision. I tell them they're the ones that have to go to that school and live with that decision. I can't tell them where to go. So I'm there to help facilitate, help communicate, advise them. But once they get in touch with those coaches, it's really between them and the coaches, and then I kind of help any way I can, and usually the coaches will call me if they need something.
Right. Well, you said the World Series, of course, went down. You said you had ties to both teams. Turned out to be a great series, whether you had a rooting interest in it or not. Do you have your Cubs World Series championship year yet?
Nah. I'm a huge LSU fan. I barely have any LSU games, honestly. That's not part of my personality.
Did you get to watch the games at all?
I watched a little bit of them, but man, I get home from practice. I have kids. I'm trying to get to bed. It's by the time I get kids in bed and ask my wife how the day was, it's 11 o'clock and I'm ready to roll over and go to sleep.
And they're only in the fourth inning. So.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's. That's not on my radar. I watch sports on Saturday. I watch college football a little bit, usually 3:30 game and the LSU game, and I ignore NFL football until our season's over with.
Right. Thank you for joining us for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. Join us every Sunday night at 6 for the Rocky Hidalgo Show.
and head out to Glenn County Stadium this Friday at 7:30 as Glenn Academy will take on the Jonesboro Cardinals. Get out there for the playoffs.